Hello, book lovers. My name is Thandolwe Tubinda, and you are listening to Just Reading with Thandolwe Tu. Thank you so much for stopping on by, and I really do hope that you will enjoy this one. Now, before we even get into it, please don't forget to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a tala, and a mtwale, and a chomi that we are just reading with Thandolwe Tu. Hi, mehlo madala, bangani, mehlo madala, okay. I'm back, and let me just fill you in on what's been happening and where I'm at. So I've been feeling myself approach a reading slump, and I've just basically chosen to read the more shorter reads on my TBR in an effort to basically not give into the slump. But the danger is just that, you know, once all of the short reads are finished, I'm going to be left with the longer ones, and I just think I'm going to give into the slump, which I think is not too much of a bad idea, because I think I do need to rest. I've been doing quite well this year in terms of my reading, and I've been on top of it, but I think if my body is saying let's rest, that's what we're going to do. So yeah, and in terms of where I'm at with my reading challenge for the year, I am currently sitting on book 33 out of 50. So that's great. That's literally great. I can't complain. I really can't complain. I am 3 books ahead of schedule, so that's great, you know. So yeah, I think it's okay if I definitely do take that break. It's much deserved and much needed, so I'm not going to be too hard on myself for that one. Now anyway, since that is out of the way and you know what's going on in my life and where I'm at, let's get into today's review. So for today, I am reviewing book 33 out of 50 for 2023, like I've mentioned, and this one is titled I Think You're on Mute: A Foolproof Guide to Living Your Best Online Life. And the author of this one is Ali Ross. This book was published in the year 2021, so it's still fairly recent. And the publishers of this book are Studio Press. Number of pages of this book is 111 pages, so very short, and we love that. So let's get into a bit about what this book is all about. And this is straight from the book. It says, the internet, a daunting place for the uninitiated and veteran alike. Where does one begin when it comes to navigating online etiquette? Look no further than this outrageously funny, foolproof guide to digital interaction, which will solve all your 21st century problems. What is appropriate attire for a Zoom meeting? What does your most used emoji say about you? Is it ever okay to ghost someone? Whatever your concern, we've got you covered. And then they say, disclaimer, this product may contain satire and is not meant to be consumed unironically. So yeah, that's a bit about the book. So I must say, this book is like a Q&A. So I'm guessing the author basically collected some questions and was giving feedback, you know, about everything related to, you know, your best, achieving your best online life. And the book covers topics on work, personal life, online dating, and social media, and it is separated as such, so it has 4 chapters, as I've mentioned them. And my rating for this one was 3 big bright stars. I definitely loved it. We'll be going back to it. Highly recommended, more so for people that want to get into reading, but they don't want to, you know, deep dive. They just want something slow, something that they'll enjoy, and something that will make them, you know, feel like I must come back to reading. I think this is it. I really do think this is it. So do try it if you see it in stores. So what did I like about this book? I definitely loved the fact that this was a short read. I read it in one sitting. That's literally how I spent my Women's Day afternoon. You know, I just read it in one sitting and I loved it so, so much. I literally laughed from the first page all the way to the last, and I love me a book that can make me laugh, okay? And then secondly, I loved the author's sense of humor and sarcasm. In this book, they said satire. And I was like, satire. I know that word. But I was like, ooh, you see why English is important in school and why you must concentrate. I had to go back to Google. And let me give you the Google definition just in case you are like me and you know it, but you don't know it. It says satire is the use of humor, irony, exaggeration, or ridicule to expose and criticize people's stupidity or vices, particularly in the context of contemporary politics and other topical issues. Don't say I don't teach you things, okay? Next time we hear or see the word, we know what it is, we remember it, and we're gonna use it. Anyways, let's move on. The next thing that I loved, which I've mentioned already, is just how funny this book was. Like I mentioned, I just laughed, you know, all the way from the beginning to the end. So I loved that so much. And I also loved how the book basically answered some of the questions that I've also thought of before. And it was just a good thing to say, oh, okay, so other people think of that too. I was like, oh, okay, then that's great, you know. And I think my favorite chapter of the whole book was the one on work, because I think that's where I had most of, you know, similar questions to the ones that were answered here. So I really did love that. So I think that's basically it, you know. That's basically it on this one. I did mention that it is quite a fairly short read, so not much to say about that. And I don't obviously want to read everything. I mean, you must try it out for yourself. But I think the more I read, or the more I went through the book, the more I just, you know, it just dawned on me that we are truly all the same. Like, people are the same, and people go through the same problems. And you know, we all share the same struggles, you know. Whether we like it or not, we all want to be seen, we all want to be loved, we all want to be recognized, we all want to be accepted in certain circles. So the more I read, the more I was just like, yeah, like, you know, to be human, and you know, we are just all the same. So yeah. That's that. I really don't have much to say, and I wouldn't want to drag it on any further. So thank you so much for listening all the way up until here, and I really do hope that you are good. I do hope that you are fighting mid-year fatigue, because I know it's that time of the year. So I really do hope that you are good. I hope that you are taking care of yourself, taking the necessary breaks, doing the necessary mental check-ins, spending time with your loved ones, and just being you and being happy. So yeah, thank you so much for listening all the way until here. And like I always say, please remember to do everything out of love. Mwah, mwah, mwah.